This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy, happy Friday. Here comes the weekend. It is 6:08. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Bang it, hit it. Crash those cymbals. It's all good.
Yeah.
Thanks to Zildjian for sponsoring this segment of the Bob Rose Show.
They just don't know it yet.
We're just giving them a free plug-a-rooty because we're nice that way. Yep. Happy, happy Friday. Made it to the weekend. And without further ado, DeBank. DeBank.
Yes.
DeBank. Just trying to torture you, Greg.
Yeah, I know. Take off on the plane, for those who don't know.
Yes, and yeah. Every time I get a chance to do something similar,
yes.
I torture those
pretty much, yeah.
Around me.
Yes. Yeah, which would be the team over here, yeah.
But
yes.
It always leads to something real. It is a real story. I'm
true.
Not just saying debank.
Just to be irritating.
You know what the idea of debanking is? It's where banks agree, hey, I don't like what your business is, or maybe your political affiliation or something, so we're just not going to do business with you.
Kind of like, oh, your company sells guns?
Yeah.
Oh, no, then we can't give you a loan, or we can't have your accounts here.
Clearly, you're evil.
Yes.
It's in the Constitution.
But these things have happened, which is why this is a story.
President Trump, Thursday, signed executive orders to ban political debanking and to broaden 401k investment choices for Americans. The first order, guaranteeing fair banking for all Americans, prohibits federal regulators from pushing policies that enable banks and other financial institutions to deny services due to political beliefs, religious beliefs, or lawful business activities. Meaning, yeah, you can't just say we're anti-gun,
right.
So we are not going to finance anything or have anything to do with that.
Now, I know this is separate, I guess, from the banks, depending on who owns them now, because several have gone through different ownerships. But some of your little Cash App kind of apps and, you know, the Square and things like that,
yeah,
they don't allow for anything gun-related, some of those.
Some of them.
Mm-hmm. So you got to be careful. So, you know, people will go, well, send it as a... you know, as a friend gift or something like that, because if they know what it's for, they won't let you do the transaction.
Well, my thing would be, if I find out somebody is purposefully engaging in that activity, I won't do business with
them. That's what I do.
So. Yeah. Banking regulators are directed to end reputational risk and other equivalent concepts that foster politicized or unlawful debanking. Now, under this order, all small financial institutions that fall under the Small Business Administration's jurisdiction will be required to make reasonable efforts to reinstate clients and potential clients previously denied services due to unlawful banking. The Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, he's got to establish a plan to counter additional debanking activities that are of a politicized or unlawful nature. He's instructed to weigh potential legislative or regulatory solutions. All right, so this is a good thing that the president has done. I think that's something that maybe Congress should have addressed. It should have been addressed long time ago.
Should have been, yeah.
And you see, that's the thing about the left. Anytime they can exert any sort of pressure, they if they can't win on an issue, and clearly guns has been a losing thing for them for decades now. And so what they do is they say, well, we can't stop it. We can't just completely, you know, keep people from possessing firearms. However, let's make it as painful and difficult as we can in any way, shape, or form. In other words, they write down what could make people jump through more hoops, make it more difficult. And that's exactly what they do. Yep. The orders are not publicly scheduled. They were announced shortly before Trump signed a proclamation, declaring August 7th yesterday, as we talked about very often, Purple Heart Day, at an event with more than 100 Purple Heart recipients. That was happening in the East Room. But, yeah, this is the second order that Trump signed on Thursday is called the Democratizing Access to Alternative Assets for 401k Investors. Okay, what that means is it states the order directs the Secretary of Labor to re-examine the Department of Labor's guidance on a fiduciary's duties regarding alternative asset investment in ERISA-governed 401ks and other defined contribution plans. And they want to clarify the Labor Department's position on this. And, it gets into the weeds a little bit here. I'll try to find a simpler explanation for it. Maybe not for you, but for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about Bob.
So we can easily understand that.
That could be the name of a movie, All About Bob. That could catch on.
What? It's not all about me. It's all about the great one.
Oh.
Mark Levin.
Yes.
We are going to be talking to him at approximately, at exactly probably 8:32. And he's been a busy guy. Did you know that it's it hasn't happened yet, but somehow they say it will debut. Mm-hmm. It will debut as a number one on the New York Times bestseller. And this would be his ninth consecutive New York Times bestseller. So we're going to talk to him about his new book. Coming up this morning.
Don't you think the one thing that we've both kind of been surprised, because, you know, you think of Mark Levin, you think of his kind of ranting mode,
mm-hmm.
but the reality is when we talk to him, typically speaking, he's a pretty mellow guy.
Yes, he is. And you know the other thing, the perception, that he's probably kind of smaller in stature, probably.
I could see why people would think that.
He's not, though.
Yeah.
He's a good-sized guy.
I think it's the higher voice.
I've never seen him standing.
Yeah.
For one thing.
Yeah.
And he has his head tilted down very often.
Mm-hmm.
But no, apparently he's
really.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Somebody did, obviously.
Anyway, we're not going to ask him about that, but we'll ask him about his book. It has to do with power, power, and I took it home. I read some of it. I'm really bad about that. I have to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I read some of it, but I've got it here somewhere.
Where is it? It doesn't do you any good if it's not in the studio.
Well, I brought a bag in. It's actually in the refrigerator. Because that's
Levin's new book is in the refrigerator.
Well,
seriously.
I bring my lunch.
Yeah.
And I stick it right in the fridge and to make sure that I didn't leave it on the kitchen counter at home.
So the book is with your lunch in the
refrigerator. If it goes in the bag, it gets to work.
I get that. Totally get that.
Yeah. So the book is, right now it's chilling.
Oh, yes, it is.
Book's chilling out.
But it's going to be a hot seller.
It's already going to debut, number one.
Pretty cool.
So we will talk to him a little bit later on this morning. And you know what? There's no reason for you to miss that. If you do live, we'll pick it up for you. Never miss a minute of the show. Search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you'll catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you, now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Trump, illegal immigrants in the news, and it has to do with the census. Next on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Learn from history or you are doomed to repeat it. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. It is 6:21 right now. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Greg Cassidy is in the house, and on this day, in 1974, Tricky Dick said,
I'm not a crook. And that's an exact quote.
I'm not a crook.
Or something like that.
You know, that you remember, I think, because of the age group that we were in, pretty young then, you remember more like making fun of him, like on Laugh-In.
Yeah.
You make fun of the caricatures.
Yes. I was thinking the same thing. It kind of became a parody. And, you know, holding up the, you know, the peace signs, fingers up, you know, that and that line. And anybody who ever impersonated Richard Nixon, that was probably the first line you heard.
Rich Little.
Oh, he was
like
the best. He was the best.
But
you've
got these jowls.
Yeah.
You got to do something with.
Yep.
Anyway. He announced his intention on this day in 1974 to become the first president in American history to resign. Mm. Impeachment proceedings were underway against him for his involvement in the Watergate affair. This is what, if you remember or don't remember, basically there were a bunch of operatives breaking into the DNC's headquarters.
Yeah.
And Nixon won the election by a landslide.
Absolutely.
But yet he had this part of his personality, had this little bit of like paranoia in it, if you will.
Good word.
And and he just, he was over the top. And you know, the tapes that really sunk him legally were his idea.
He didn't know how to use it very well. He didn't really always get it right of when it was on, when it was off.
It was his idea.
He was just trying too
hard. What in the...
No, that's not to say the Dems weren't up to stuff, that he was trying to figure out what they were up to. It just didn't turn out well.
Now, my cousin that I've referred to several times on the show, who was a Secret Service agent, he actually, part of his detail pretty early on was a detail for Nixon when he was already gone.
Yeah, when he was retired,
San Clemente, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. And actually said, you know, the conversation he had with him, he... intellectually just thought he was very, very gifted, and he found him to be warm and very nice person. But he took things a little too far.
But isn't it funny how, in hindsight, that's like nothing compared to the garbage they do today.
That's exactly where I was headed.
Go sneak in this office and see what you can find.
And now you've got collusion between a former President Obama, the head of the CIA, in coordination with the head of the FBI.
Oh, my goodness.
Making up information about a candidate, using that to spy on U.S. citizens. And it really does make Watergate look like a joke. Like, it makes Watergate look like jaywalking.
Pretty much. It really does. Good analogy.
All right. So you got that. Going on. That, this day in history. And that's, you learn from that. You go, wow, isn't it interesting that, what occurred there is so small compared to what's being uncovered now by Tulsi Gabbard and others.
The one line that came out of that for me as a kid, because my dad, he would tell me, because, the whole Watergate hearings were on national television. This is history. You got to watch it, which to a kid is boring as all get out. The one line I will always have in my brain because of that is, to the best of my recollection. Because that was used over and over. It's like a little noncommittal, but I'm going to answer your question to the best of my recollection.
Mm-hmm.
It may or may not be accurate, but you know.
Yeah, because nobody recollects everything.
No, they don't. There's not that much recolletin' going on.
Hey, Georgia former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, who served as a Republican, has made the switch. He has officially gone over to the dark side.
Really?
Yes.
It's usually the other way around.
Yes, he went to the dark side.
That is just sad. Mental illness? What's the problem?
Trump derangement syndrome?
Oh, yeah.
He's asserting that his journey to the left started well before 2020. Mm-hmm. He said, my journey to becoming a Democrat started with reading a lot about Karl Marx. Now, started well before Donald Trump tried to steal the 2020 election in Georgia. Wow.
Okay.
Duncan posted this on social media, stating that his shift was centered around my daily struggle to love my neighbor as a Republican.
Wow.
He served as lieutenant governor of the Peach State from 2019 until 2023. Linked to his op-ed in the Atlantic Journal-Constitution, where he explained that he was unable to properly love his neighbor by being a Republican. Did you know that's part of the party platform? If you're going to be a Republican, you cannot love your neighbor.
I guess I missed that one.
I mean,
when I signed up. I don't know.
Yeah, I did too.
I didn't know that.
My time in elected office taught me the most effective way to love your neighbor on a mass scale is through prudent public policy. Authoring the now $75 million rural hospital tax credit as a state representative, then later on partnering with Democrats as lieutenant governor to successfully pass hate crimes legislation has helped give me that rewarding perspective. So I guess it depends on, how you say love your neighbor.
Yeah.
Now, if your neighbor is in need, give them, your cloak.
Right.
If they are hungry, give them something to eat.
Because we've read something about that whole loving your neighbor thing, but legislation was never mentioned in it, the part I read.
Well, but you also have to look at it. I have a sneaking suspicion that he lived in a neighborhood where his particular neighbors were probably not all that much in need.
Mm.
So really what his role became doing is, I shall take from my neighbor to show my love for others.
Okay.
And that's not really love, is it?
That's called wealth redistribution.
That's exactly what it's called, Greg. Yeah. Wow, you have been paying attention.
I listen to you. I listen to the show, Bob. I listen.
It is 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Man, oh man, have we got stuff to talk about. And you can listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Happy, happy Friday, baby. Made it to the weekend. 6:37. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Greg, how you doing?
Feeling better, thank you.
Lawn got mowed yesterday, yes or no?
No.
Wow.
I was home napping, taking my meds, trying to get over the sinus.
Yeah,
thing
you had that creeping crud up all up in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, nobody likes that.
It's not
fun. That's not good. There's these little kind of little things going around, it seems like.
And breathing is important for what we do.
It is.
It's important for everybody, but I'm just saying.
Otherwise, you sound a little plugged up.
Exactly.
You did just a little yesterday, but not too bad.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, Bob can't breathe.
I got my nostrils back.
Yep.
Okay.
But I'm feeling better. I'm on the mend.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you sound good. You look good, brother. And
that's
the weekend's here. And man. It is better to look good than to feel good. And you look marvelous.
Thank you.
Netanyahu, full control of Gaza. What else would you do? Of course he's got to be in full control.
Yeah, the way it is, ain't working. Ain't working.
And hasn't worked for a long, long time. Yeah. I think people, we know some of the young people that are going, free Palestine or whatever.
Right.
They don't understand that, I believe it was a period, 12 years, that Gaza had not been occupied by Israeli forces.
05 was when they all pulled out. I think it was 05.
Well,
and then they had their air quotes here elections, I think.
Yeah,
and
then it was even longer. Yeah. But I know it was a substantial amount of time where they were not being occupied by Israel or Israeli troops. And so they had their opportunity. And yes, they held an election and they decided that Hamas was going to best represent their needs. Look, there is a well-bred, if you will, ongoing generational hatred toward the Jews there. Mm-hmm. And you don't want a government entity of these people that want to foment that and, want to create and perpetuate more and more an ongoing violence. But you can't look at some of these things rationally. These are not, many of these people are not, they're not rational in their thought. They were taught from their very birth to hate Jews. So that is going to take a very long time to overcome that. But in the meantime, Israel and whoever the leader is, and it's Netanyahu now, has a really, they have a call to defend their own people. So Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared yesterday that Israel intends to take full control of the entire Gaza Strip to eliminate Hamas. See, to eliminate Hamas. Mm-hmm. It's hard to eliminate Hamas if you don't take control and transfer authority to non-hostile Arab forces, outlining his most comprehensive vision yet for ending the war as his security cabinet met to approve the operation. Now, of course, the people who have lived in Gaza, by and large, are probably not going to be happy with that. Now they're getting policed by some Arab force, and they're not going to be happy with that. Well, you know what? You had an opportunity. You had elections. And you voted for a group that you know is a terrorist organization. So, yeah, I don't know how else to say it. Tough, too bad. You misbehaved. You're going to have a long time out when you can start acting like, adults that have some level of respect for life. Then perhaps you'll be entrusted with forming your own government again at some point in the future.
Well, then Hamas, you know, they, because it was them and another group, I guess, that were both at that point. And so what do you do when you don't like competition? You just take them out. So Hamas took the competition out and they run the whole show.
Yeah, because they're, wherever there's a vacuum, the most ugliest, most violent group usually has an advantage, yeah. Right? All right. Wow, do we have a lot to try to cover this morning. President Donald Trump said Thursday he's instructed the administration to start work on a new census that excludes illegal migrants from the count. Now, that would be common sense, I think.
Well, you don't represent... Just because someone lives there does not mean that they are a citizen and should not necessarily be, quote, represented like legal voting citizens that are in the same... You know, jurisdiction.
Yeah, you wouldn't even count visitors.
No, not at all.
Who are here legally. You wouldn't count visitors.
No.
So these are like visitors that weren't invited or they've overstayed their invite.
Wait a minute, Bob. Kind of occurs to me, and I know we don't want to spend a whole bunch of time on this gerrymandering crap going on, but doesn't it kind of seem like that's an alternative way? If you can't change your, say, congressional district, but somehow you can count people that don't even belong there to have more power in our Congress and
such? Yeah, what you do is you import a demographic.
Right.
But it's a little different than ordering from Amazon. Because constitutionally, you're supposed to be a citizen, and that one of the rights bestowed upon you is the right to vote. Mm-hmm. But non-citizens are, or people living here illegally as well, are not... supposed to vote.
Yep.
So, yeah. Now, they like to count all the illegals, even if, let's just say, not for voting purposes, just to say, hey, look, we've got a lot more people living here. We need more representation in Washington to hopefully get more services and money flowing our way. Well, no, because what you'd be doing is you'd be giving a reward, basically, to states that employ a sanctuary policy.
It's like you're playing with the books and moving the money the wrong way that's going where it's not supposed to go.
That's a good way to put it, right there. All right, so that's what President Trump is working on. And then a little closer to home, this from AlachuaChronicle.com, Jennifer Cabrera. During the afternoon session of the August 7th meeting, the Gainesville City Commission voted to remove the rainbows painted on three crosswalks and ask staff to come back with ideas for creating new art installations to honor the LGBTQ community.
Why does who you sleep with have to be honored?
You saw those crosswalks the other day that were all go family go.
I missed that.
No?
No.
No. Did you see the ones that are like go heteros go?
No.
You see?
Mm-hmm. No. No.
No.
Straight lives matter? No, I didn't see that
straight
one.
Straight lives matter.
Didn't see that one either.
Well, traffic operations manager told commissioner city's required to follow federal and state regulations, and the city recently received a memo from FDOT stating that all traffic control devices, including pavement markings, must come into compliance with regulations.
So, there you go.
There you go. The pretty little rainbows going to be gone. How about, I don't know, here's a crazy thought.
Yeah.
Red, white, and blue.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, man.
America.
Things that, you know, should unite people.
Yes,
should
not be a division.
Anyway.
Yes.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on every episode, every hour, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Coming up, Mark Levin, the great one. 8:32 this morning. 97.3 The Sky. What's up with the WNBA? Huh? Caitlin Clark? Toys being thrown on the floors?
Oh, my goodness.
It is 6:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Friday. Woo!
Yes.
Weekend, man. Hope everybody's got great plans. And sometimes the plans might include lounging and just relaxing. That's awesome, too. Mm-hmm. Whatever makes you... whatever. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah.
When I say that. Mark Levin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he is going to be on the show 8:32 talking about his new book. It's called On Power. It's going to debut New York Times bestselling list at number one. And that would not be the first. In fact, that would be more than several books that Mark Levin has written to achieve that. So a cryptocurrency group has claimed responsibility for the legions of green adult toys that have been thrown onto the court at various WNBA games. An anonymous spokesperson for the crypto group, identified only as Daldo Rain on social media, told USA Today that they launched a meme coin called a...
Read ahead, Bob. Please read ahead.
Green toy coin.
There you go.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
They'll be launching more pranks to market the coin. Now, on the toys themselves, they could have put their little marketing thing on there.
That would have made sense.
Right.
I mean, not you shouldn't do it, but it would have made sense.
But I guess you could say maybe it built up some speculation, and now...
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I was trying to decide which cryptocurrency company I was going to, you know, go with. And now that I know that this company and their shrewd, very classy way of marketing causes me to say, hey, I think, you know, I found a place where I'm going to invest in it. Not.
Because, yeah, when you think of, you know, cryptocurrency, you think of green rubberized adult toys.
Yeah,
or not, maybe.
Well,
no, so much.
Some people have been burned by crypto. Didn't Tom Brady lose a lot of money? So maybe that toy is indicative of a possible future experience with your investment. If you know where I'm coming from.
I hadn't thought about it that way.
Yeah. And let's not think about it too much.
Not too long, though.
Let's think about this.
Okay.
So there's always some drama in the WNBA. And I'm not saying... because it's a women's league that there's drama. I'm not saying that.
Angel Reese.
I mean, if you put those dots together, that's on you, okay? Because these crazy, I mean, these wonderful athletic women, Sophie Cunningham and Lexi Hall, who play with Caitlin.
Okay.
And they happen to be, you know, well... they're cursed with, you know, blonde hair.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
Oh.
So immediately, like, they, I don't know, on their uniforms it says, like, Third Reich on it,
okay.
I guess.
Right.
Well, that's what the lefties say. No.
Okay.
Now, this is actually something a little different. Apparently, the two of them, and they're the three of them kind of, they even did, like, a little joke T-shirt between the three of them. But the two of them, the blondes, Caitlin's a brunette, they posted on TikTok, you know, images of themselves in bikinis.
Okay.
Before the game in Los Angeles against the Sparks. And basically, they were trying to get attention of swimsuit brands to endorse them.
Smart.
You know, look, it's a WNBA. It's not the NBA. NBA, you've got an agent. You've got people banging on your door going, hey, we want you to promote our product.
Just throwing money at them.
Yes.
Just throwing money.
It, here, they have to kind of work it, if you will. Mm-hmm. And this was a way that they felt like they were going to get some attention. Well, they have. They have. Here's the problem.
Uh-oh.
Well, Caitlin Clark even, well, she put on there and she responded and said, you know, maybe we should focus on the game.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh,
there's a thought.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it's going to come down.
Hmm.
And they said, you know what they responded with? Oh, maybe a brand will make a full body wetsuit for your pale butt too.
Mm-hmm.
We all win.
Wow.
So they're just being a little snarky, having a little fun, I think. And
but what it always has to go back to racial stuff, doesn't it? With some of these people. So why does it always have to go there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Were we past that?
And we know that their pay scale is not anywhere near the NBA, and nor should it be.
No, they're not making the money.
However,
yes,
if they have this entrepreneurial spirit and they want to capitalize on their, you know, what'll be very short-lived fame,
mm-hmm.
then why not? I don't have a problem with it. Why not?
Not either. No.
Why not put it out there?
Go for it.
Yeah. I mean, just as part of the research, you know, I looked to see, you know, with the image, and I didn't find myself, you know, offended or anything.
That doesn't surprise me a bit.
They look like, you know, athletes. Look very athletic. Yeah, probably a swimsuit company probably should think about that. All right. Do we have more important topics? Probably. Will we get to them? I hope not. Happy Friday. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, live and loco on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.